Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord loves us, and His ways are perfect. His thoughts are pure towards us, and He cares about us in every way and capacity. Note that God loves us. And because He loves us, He does great things for us that we can't do for ourselves. But He expects you to do the things for yourself that you can do for yourself. Now, life is up to you. He offers you life. And He's ready to help and assist you as you push forward. And the reason I say push forward is because you have to break through this world's evil system. The world system is very evil. And if you got to desire life, you got to want it. You got to have hope for it, and you got to persevere to get it. Christ offered every man life, a chance to live forever. You know, billionaires will pay millions and millions of dollars to live another 100 years because they're wealthy. But Christ offered them life and they do nothing about it. Well, some do. There are people from every walk of life that get saved and receive salvation. And again, we don't earn it, we receive it. We receive it, and then we believe it, and then we act on it. We receive salvation because we heard the word of God, and it alerted us to something. And the Lord had something to work with. A desire for the love of God formed in us. And we believed Him and took Him at His word. And I say that because in Second Thessalonians 2, it talks about, in verse 10, it said, people that are judged, they didn't receive the love of the truth. They rejected the love of the truth. But everybody that received the love of the truth, they do what God does. They've learned God's plan and they act on it. And with that, people don't learn God's plan all at once. They learn about Jesus and they believe and they're entered into the kingdom of God. Then you have to learn how the kingdom works. And it takes a long time. Well, it takes people being a student of the word of God. It takes a discipline to learn it. You know, Paul got saved 3.5 years later. He was an apostle. Because he went to the Arabian deserts and he learned from the Lord. Jesus said, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it is. I found that to be so true. I found that to be true. Because as I go forward in life, doing what God said do, it works. And I'm thrilled about what God has done. And I get excited about what God is doing. It works. All of His word works. And He does good things on our behalf. Now, as we study the word of God and receive it and walk in it, then we have abilities that the word of God gives us, that the Holy Spirit alerts us to. We already have those abilities. We just got to learn about them. And light forms in stages of our lives. What are we receiving? And when people get a hold of bad information, even though they love God, it can take a long time for them to break through it because it's not easy. When people were trained wrong and they believe wrong, it takes them seeing more light to make the difference, to make the change and do even better. That's why the Lord said, let your light shine. Don't try to cower down for the world. Don't try to fit in. That's one of the worst things that a man or woman of God can do. And you don't have to be obnoxious. You don't have to go around telling everybody, hey, I'm a Christian. You just live the life, and it's a peculiar life all by itself. Let your light shine. Stand for what you believe in. and you don't have to compromise with people. People gonna think you. People always think you think like they do. But as you live and conduct business and build relationships with people, you do it based on what Christ has done. You love people. We're supposed to love people like Christ loved us. So that's even greater than loving people the way you want to be loved or treating people the way you want to be treated. It's greater to love them like Christ loved you. And then, you know, you have to wait on the Lord to open doors and always be appropriate. Some, you know, there were times I wanted to win souls so bad, I had to get some things learned. I had to learn some things and learn how to be appropriate. And when to say something, when not to. And the Lord will help us for that. I love the Lord. He'll give you a tailor-made healing process just for you. He'll enhance your personality. Your personality was given by God. But see, the things that rob your personality is things like fear, doubt, unbelief. Those things, they fall off your life. My pastor once said, when you study the Word of God, demons fall off your life. They can't attach. See, the hatred it takes for the worldly things to attach to you, when you receive the love of God and the knowledge of God's Word, which is the knowledge of love, when you receive the Word of God, those things lose their attachment. Not only will they fall off, and you may not even realize it, but things that you know exist, you can drive it out of your life. Just like they were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. Some things fell off my life and I didn't even realize. And some things I had to drive it out of my life. But whenever I figure out that something ain't right, I drive it out anyway. To make sure it's gone. And I ask the Lord to help me all the time to make sure that all that I'm doing is right with Him. I want my whole life to be worship. I want my whole life to represent Father God. And it's doable. These things, I'm not asking for something that I can't have. Because He's done it. In so many ways, He's done it. But I keep saying, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. Why? Because there are things you may pick up that you shouldn't have picked up. There are thoughts you may not have dealt with. And I present my whole being as a living sacrifice. I continually say that I will do all that's in His heart so I can make whatever necessary adjustment I may not be aware of. And it happens all the time. I want God to move in my life and do what can be done in me. The more I yield to Him, the more He'll use me. Now, I said this before on other broadcasts in so many ways, but you don't have to go and get people's attention and be promoted by man to do a move of God. All you have to do is yield to the Lord and do what He's saying do. Live a life that He can anoint. Live an anointable life. Be faithful where you are. So, you know, if you're a Christian at work, you're considered the pastor in some people's eyes. You're not trying to be looked upon as something great. You just want to share the love of God. That's what real pastors do. They're not trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to help people live. I don't like fame. People that really know me, they know I hate it. But I don't care for it. But it can be a tool of God. If God uses fame, fine. I'll tolerate it. I like being able to go places and nobody know who I am. I like being able to listen to people and they don't even know I'm a man of God or a preacher. I don't tell them nothing. I listen. Every time I get a job somewhere, I don't tell them anything. I just live. They tell me. They figure it out. If they ask me, I'll tell them. But I don't broadcast the fact that I'm a Christian or a man of God. I just live the life. I've always done that. And there's a reason for it. I've been studying people. God put it in my heart to learn. When I was very young, I was curious about this life and why it was the way it was, how it got like this. So I listen to what people say. When I was a kid in school, I knew how boys thought because I was a boy. My sisters were older than me. And I used to like girls, but I didn't know how they think. They were curious. So I would lay my head on the desk and I would listen to them talk to see how they were. They thought I was asleep, but I was listening. And you can hear some interesting things when people don't think you're listening. And I do that in my adult life. As I started working, I wanted to see what people talked about. I like for people to be whatever they are. And people they portray themselves the way they really are around at work, but around family they're different. Around their parents they're different. Around their children they're different. And in the church they're very different. But at work, they let their hair hang down. So I listen to people. Some people use profanity because people think that you think like they think. And when they find out I'm a preacher, then, hey, I ain't mean to cuss. You were being you. And I don't make a big deal out of it because that's what people do. I want to win souls. I'm not trying to critique somebody's life. I like to know who I'm dealing with. I've been going to church all my life. I've heard it all, all kind of things. People go to church and they put on their best attitude. They put on their best performance sometimes. And some people, that's just the way they are. They really love God and that's how they are all week. But some people are performing. And I get that. They're not trying to be a hypocrite. They know they're trying to approach the Lord. They want something, people come out of the world, they have a background, and they're trying to learn what's right and do what's right for a change. And there's going to be a time when how you conduct yourself is forming. And I like for people to know that I care about them and I'm interested in you knowing God. Now some people, they don't really care about God, but they act like they're expected to act. But I want you to know it's real. Some people, they don't know what's available for them because they're focused on this life. And in their mind, they have it fixed how it's supposed to be. Or when you're in deception, you don't really have any hope. If you're deceived, your hope is an illusion. But when the life of God is portrayed before you, and you can see it, it suggests that God is and that He cares about you. See, if I love God, and it's evident that God loves me, and then I turn around and I treat people like I love them, like Jesus loves me, that suggests that God is and He wants you too. And I don't make a big deal out of the things that's wrong. I let people know when it's appropriate, I let them know that's not right. And they have to deal with it. But I don't require people to put on an act for me. Now I've seen other preachers, I pastor this church, I don't do this and I don't do, you don't have to go and do that. I don't do it. It don't bother me. Because now they feel like they got to put on a portrayal for you. I don't do that. Nobody needs to put on a portrayal to portray themselves for me. I'm going to love you anyway, just like God does. But when you turn the lights on, you expose everything for what it is, and people need to know their condition. It's bad to find out that your condition, your relationship with God is not a thing after you die, and you're falling into the pit. That's the wrong time to find out that whatever you thought was wrong. I want people to know it now so they can do something about it, because that's what the love of God will do. See, stages of life, people learn from glory to glory. And you have to be totally patient with people until they get to the next level of their life, their next stage of growth. I've been going to church all my life, and some people are impatient with people that don't believe like them. Well, if you think about it from this point, you came to the Lord because of somebody. Somebody let their light shine, you heard the word, and you were taught the way they were taught. And this makes sense to you. Now, you're in it. It makes sense to you. Then when more light comes, it challenges you, but you don't know everything about what you see. There's a duration of time for you to make a transition from glory to glory. And we have to be patient with people until they get there. Some people may never get there, because you can get set in your ways. That doesn't mean you don't love God. As long as you love God, you're in the kingdom of God. If you don't let sin, because perfect love casts out fear. And without fear robbing you, you can generally go forward. But even though people hear the truth, that it don't register the same. See, I told a friend of mine yesterday, I'm patient with people when the Lord tells me things, because he prepared me to receive some truths. And over time, I was able to receive greater truths, because he give you revelation, and then the revelation will help you see other revelations. So it's making sense to you, but it don't always make sense to them. And I get that. So I stay in, and that's why, and before jumping to a conclusion, I say, Lord, why is this? Why is that? Sometimes people can tell, but they don't do better. They're cowering down. But most of the time, people don't make change until it makes sense to them. Until they can get on board with what God is doing. It takes more revelation sometimes to do that. And the Lord was patient with me. So, see, if you love people like Jesus loved you, I know for a fact that God was patient with me until I got on board with whatever he was doing. Sometimes he didn't even ask me to do something until I receive a certain amount of revelation. So, I try to make sure that the things that he's telling me to helping me portray to people. I remember how the Lord taught me, and I have the same, and I seek to be just as patient with people as they try to learn. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're connected to the same body of Christ, all denominations of Christianity. And some are stronger, some are weaker. Some think they're stronger, and some think they're weaker. But those who follow God, Daniel put it this way, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And whatever strength you have, contribute it to the body of Christ. The Lord will open the door so easily. You don't have to go out and self-promote. That's part of what I'm saying. You don't have to go out and do something extravagant to get to win. So you just have to pay attention to the Lord and obey him. The Lord can give you he can give you a word that can change the world. And he can give you an anointing whatever he tell you to do, he can give you an anointing that will break great yokes. But it starts with people who just love God. If you can get that down pat, if you can do that, you can do anything. From raising the dead to walking on water. That when the love of God is thriving in you, it changes everything. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As we grow from glory to glory, just enjoy the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Enjoy his presence every day. Yield to him. And just enjoy the ride. Till next time, remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.